This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Credit where credit is due. Kevin Stefanski actually said some things today, some things that we can kind of run with here. Here was one of his comments on the quarterback position.
All things depth chart, certainly quarterback. I have a plan that's in pencil. We have to take in information every single day, take in how guys are handling certain situations, and then adjust from there. But we'll get to those type of decisions later on.
All right. I need that to not be coach speak. I need it out of Kevin Stefanski. I need this to be a legitimate quarterback spot. And when I say I mean we need it. I think the locker room needs it. Like, yes, it is. I understand that we have had so many great people on, and I'm sure Joe Thomas joins us in 1 hour. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Joe will say, you got to get this thing done quickly so the team can turn the page and focus on competing. Empathetic as hell to that, and who the hell am I to fight on that? At the exact same point, this needs to be legit. This everybody needs to have a chance for this thing to have a chance to go anywhere. Because the locker room will know if you did or didn't do this the legit way.
And I did say something about wanting to find an answer sooner than later. But I'm with you. I don't want him in the hurry-up offense on this one.
Yeah.
Take your time. Evaluate everyone. And if we get this thing like 3 weeks from now, that's not enough. It should be literally reading up right to the season.
Yeah, and by the way, I understand if going up to in between that weird off week, which still makes no damn sense to me, but where you have the 2 weeks off between the last preseason game and the first regular season game, I absolutely understand if that's too rich for anyone's blood and that you haven't, okay, we got to wrap it up before that. Get it. Wouldn't be how I did it, but I get it. At the same point, 3 weeks from now is too early. A month from now is probably still right around the time frame that you would expect, right? August 23rd. Like, that's right around the time frame where I'm comfortable hearing, and that I'll give you credit for running an authentic quarterback search.
I mean, anything outside of like the DTR, I'll tell you at 9:30 the day of, I think I'm going to be pleased with. I need, like, push it as far as you possibly can.
Oh, by the way, that was just a communication gap.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Or maybe DTR just, he had the ear thing that day.
No, it's going to happen. Is Flacco will win the job and it'll be like, hey, I found it at 9 o'clock this morning. And Stefanski will come in the presser the day after and be like, oh, didn't we have a convo about that? We talked about that.
It'll be the opposite.
Someone's, that was a thing, right? I told you.
Someone's going to let it slip. This would be the downfall of the Browns if this happened, by the way. Somebody's going to let it slip. It's like, yeah, we knew the second week of camp.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Like, we all knew.
Oh,
we just forgot to tell the most important person in this discussion.
And here's the thing. We'll be so ensconced in the regular season that I won't have the proper runway to just slaughter them for it, which is what should happen. If you don't run this quarterback search thoroughly, meaning Flacco gets a chance. I mean, he's kind of baked in. You know what Joe is. But Pickett gets a chance. Gabriel gets a chance. Those are two guys I don't think are good quarterbacks. And I'm saying they should get a chance. And then Shador gets a chance. If you don't do that, I honestly don't know you're fit to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, which is why today I'm very liable to take his word for it.
And here's what I would tell Browns fans. You should get excited for this. Like, this is, in many ways, this next month and a half is going to be just as good as some parts of the actual season, depending how this season goes.
I think this is where you got the sports talk cap on.
But it's true.
It is going to stress the ever-loving crap out of Browns fans.
I think fans are going to be interested in it. I think there's going to be excitement around it. I think,
yes,
you might
be like
stressed.
Searching for the new pope. By the end, Catholics were like, just do the dude from Chicago. I'm out. I need to know who the... I don't know. You might be able to speak on this better than I am.
There was
Catholic.
A lot of things I wanted to correct, but we're just going to let that go.
Altar boy Johnny over here.
That's right.
So Johnny.
2 years. 2 years altar boy, 7th, 8th grade.
With that neighbor who was grooming you.
She was not grooming me.
She was grooming me.
She did say she thought I'd be a priest, but she was not grooming me.
Yeah, sounds...
Christ has died. Christ
is that
has
how you want?
Risen.
Is that how you want the
Christ
Browns?
Christ will come. Come again.
All right, now you have to do it with the guy you think you're going to win the quarterback job.
No, because they would say Shador has died first. I don't think Shador has died yet.
Well, no, but then you'll say Shador has risen.
Yeah,
you're missing the point. You're missing the risen point.
We will have that if Shador has a part where he just goes way down and then has an awesome day. We will sing that, okay?
Shador does that replace a shaboom?
Is what?
Does that replace a shaboom drop?
Maybe, potentially.
Shador has risen.
Shador will come again. Yeah, so the point is that, well, there is no
really?
Point. There is no point. You want to talk about like a sports radio intro?
No,
the point is,
I am not pulling the nose up on this. I am slamming the brakes to the floor because we will sit in this moment together and just stew in it.
I think Browns fans are going to be as excited about this next month and a half as they will over many, many parts of the season.
Let's get back to the Shador thing.
That is the Shador thing. that is the Shador
216-474-0092. Do you trust the Browns to run a legitimate four-way quarterback competition, or do you think the books are cooked to some degree? I'm trying not to let my cynicism about how I've already started to see the quarterback battle play out and really. Some of that, in fairness, some of that might just be I'm putting too much stock into preseason fodder with the Browns getting their messaging out there, which could have trade implications, which could have motivational implications, which could just not be true in any way. I need it. Like, if Kevin, listen, I don't know Kevin's going to win enough games for me to be like, hey, you super served the expectations. You've done a good job. You're my ball coach again. We're back to where we were maybe 3 years ago, right? He can do that with his coaching. And it's tough because, like, if it's Pickett, it's going to be an element of everyone that's like, okay, was it always going to be Pickett?
And that's the
same
hard
thing
part.
With, like, Flacco or Dillon.
For some reason, I feel like I'll give Flacco some sort of pass in that regard. Not the Peterlin pass, not the full pass, but I'll give him some sort of pass. If it's Pickett, I will feel like you didn't even try here.
Oh, that's interesting.
If it's Pickett, I will feel like you decided you wanted it to be Pickett. You set it up for it to be Pickett. And then Pickett, being the preseason player he was in Pittsburgh, probably looked all right. And then here we are.
So what's interesting about that is you can spin, depending on how you feel about the Browns. I'm really trying to separate where I think the train's going with how I feel about the train station and where I feel today. And because I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic to not be talking about Deshaun Watson. I'm optimistic that I can be wrong. And when I say that they're a 3-14 team, I will relish in being wrong about this Browns team if they want to make me look like a fool by winning more than 3, 4, or 5 games. But I think there will be an element of cynicism that is very hard to fight no matter who wins the job. Like if Shador wins the job, people are going to be like, Haslam did it. If Dillon wins it, it's going to be like, well, of course Dillon won it. That's Stefanski's boy. Same thing with Kenny Pickett. And if Joe wins it, I think the read could be, so none of the other three guys took the job, huh?
Or maybe this one's for the fan base?
Yeah, well, exactly. Fan service. Now, I don't know that we should go there, but I mean, man, I'll be honest. Half of the reaction on the helmet today, I think was just tied to the fact they're 3-14. Like, I think people were just going to... pardon the pun, but douche on that helmet, no matter what, because it's like, yeah, if you were 11-6 again, we'd be like, all right, let's go color rush all year long.
It is interesting how things tend to look cooler when your team is playing much better. And that is a real thing. I'm excited about the prospects of all of this, and I'm excited to see how this quarterback battle goes. But it is in many ways it's unprecedented to try to have a four quarterback battle, and I'm just interested to see how Stefanski is going to juggle it. But yes, we will read way into all of this stuff in trying to figure out how he lands on the decision that he lands on.
Paul in Fairview, welcome to the show, bud. What you got for us?
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing all right, man. Thank you for joining us.
Good. Okay, now I need for you to hear me out on all this. You guys get paid to voice your opinion.
Nailed
it. These fans get hung up on or ridiculed when we voice ours. Now, hear me out. Kevin quit on us last year. If you guys remember, gave up his responsibilities and became the head coach, allegedly, okay? For ultimately, the guy who was called to play, he gets fired. Stefanski is going to do nothing for the rookie quarterbacks. Ask DTR. Another thing on Judkins. I thought, people, that a guy is innocent until proven guilty. That's what I thought. I'm telling you guys.
That's not how the NFL works, Paul.
Okay, regardless how they work, he's the wisest man that ain't in practice.
Well, that's
a contract thing. That's a little bit different.
Wait, real quick, Paul. It's a contract thing, and also I think something that Kevin said on the matter that we actually can take to the bank is – there are differences in every one of these situations. You can infer however that is, but I do think it's pretty telling that Mike Hall Jr. practiced the entire time or was in the building the entire time, and Quinshon isn't. So specific to what you're saying, like it's not as if the Browns have this track record of not having the guys in the building when accused of this sort of stuff.
The only thing I'm saying is you're not answering my question. How come he's not practicing?
Well, no, he hasn't signed his contract first, so he wouldn't be at practice.
Okay, Mike Hall was under contract.
That's the difference.
Camp was already underway.
Okay.
Yeah, like if Judkins had signed his contract, it'd be a different story, I would imagine.
Okay, right. I can see that. Okay, now, so Stefanski is like a politician. You know, he says nothing. He don't give you answers. And he's not a coach. Who is he coaching? Stefanski,
this
is a fan's
call.
Opinion. He's not a coach. Stefanski has to go. I hang up on you, fellas. Thank you, Paul.
I like that he hung up on us. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was like, even you guys know you let me go a little bit too long here.
You think, you know what? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to say. I got my minute 30.
He must be fun at parties. He walks in and is like, so, how about that politics? And then just walks out and gets tipped.
Where he just parties for like 30% of the party, as hard as anybody does for 100% of the party. I like that. I mean, it's dangerous. Don't do that. However, specifically this Stefanski stuff, like I have very real criticisms, suspicions, thoughts on Kevin. And I would not have let Mike Vrabel leave the building. I just wouldn't have. I would have, to me, Mike Vrabel is the epitome of what a head football coach is, where I think Kevin... I'm a little worried that he's probably the epitome of what a great offensive coordinator is. But I'm willing to, I do think he's earned the right to try and figure it out this year. And honestly, that might come down to figuring out the year after. I don't know. I'll have to see how I feel. To say on the day of training camp, fire Stefanski, this is one that I think we can kind of let play out and see if I am where I was last December, where I was where Paul was today.
Well, that's it. So clearly Paul just felt this thing. He felt the same way 7 months ago, so he feels it today. None of that has changed. And I get someone like Paul that's out there thinking, I don't want Stefanski here. The burden of proof is on Stefanski to go ahead and show him why he should be here beyond this next season.
So this is where...
I don't love that every convo goes back to, the owner says that he's going to be here after this year, and we're all just supposed to take that as if this is a gap year for Stefanski. Show us some things.
That is incredibly fair. I think it's also incredibly fair to say how much do we expect Kevin to actually show when look at the quarterback room. Like, let's just normalize having a real conversation about this. I personally like Joe Flacco. I've not met him. What I mean is I like how he represents himself. He doesn't really BS, and he's fun to watch because he's got a bazooka for a right arm, right?
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Kenny. You know how I feel about Dylan. But they're on the roster. I want them to succeed as best they can. I think Shador is the second most physically talented quarterback on the roster, so I want him to succeed. That being said, it's a 41-year-old quarterback who is not involved in any other starting quarterback discussions. It was Kenny Pickett who was had for a fifth-round pick, which teams don't give those guys away if they think they're great for a fifth-round pick. It was Dylan Gabriel, who was a late third-round pick that we all thought was...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A late round pick. And then with Shador, who, I thought was a second round talent, but he's a fifth rounder. Like, at some point, it's tough for me to go too hard in the paint with this, with Kevin, when it's like, that's your quarterback.
No, so, but if the answer is, at the end of the season, it's like, oh, he didn't have enough quarterbacks to deal with and it's not his fault, I would revert back to, well, you had the first 5 years of you being here to go ahead and impress me and show me what you can do with quarterbacks. Like, this is year six. This isn't year one or two. This is year six.
Yeah, but this is going to be the one that's the nail in the coffin, potentially.
I think the nail in the coffin might have potentially happened last year. And this might just be the counting out season to then go and get a new head coach.
Like, is it like the reset the typewriter season?
Yeah, it might be. I mean, the nail in the coffin might have already happened for Stefanski. And now he's just in a position where he has to just really impress people out of nowhere, even with a stacked deck against him, in order to go ahead and keep his job.
But shouldn't that be on a curve? Shouldn't really impress people be 7 wins with this quarterback room?
I think we will look at it that way. I think we will give him the benefit of what he's working with, and we'll look at it as impressive if he makes a Kenny Pickett into an 8 or 9 win guy with this team this season. But yeah, no, you had 5 years prior to this to go ahead and impress us, and you didn't do it.
Eric and Cameron, you guys stick there. 216-474-0092. Do you trust Kevin Stefanski and the Browns to run a real 4-way quarterback battle and get it right? More on that in the news that was expected of the NFL, but now is officially official in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. As opposed to the Browns quarterback derby, I thought it was interesting that the Giants just went ahead and were like, yeah, Russell Wilson is the starter. No quarterback controversy. We're just going into the season.
Yeah, they've done this with him in a couple different promotional things as well. But did you see the reaction after Jackson Dart? So Jackson Dart, very first pass of the whole entire camp, pick six. All the way to the house. And it just, I hate it, because in my mind, I'm like, I knew it about Jackson Dart the entire time. And I had to remind myself, like, no, we can't be going that crazy about this.
Is it a step too far to think
that Russell
Wilson is better set up in New York than he is in Pittsburgh, because he has an offensive coordinator for a head coach? And because Mike Tomlin's just very Mike Tomlin about a lot of things, and I think that holds limited quarterbacks back.
Well, they're going to actually try to throw the ball, Like, that's the biggest thing.
Other than moon balls?
Although Malik Nabers, he had a video that I saw today where he was trying to do like a corner jump ball, and Russ underthrew him, and Nabers, I thought, showed him up a little bit in the response. He was like, you got to throw that up a little bit deeper. I'm like, Malik Nabers?
I know.
You don't think Russ knows that?
I think he knows that, but he's going to make a point.
It was obvious, the point he was trying to make.
He's going from Daniel Jones to Tommy DeVito to Russell Wilson.
I think
he's a little over that stuff.
It's like, maybe if I tell this quarterback, he'll actually listen and he'll actually throw the ball where I want him to throw the ball. I told Tommy Cutlets where to throw the ball, and he ended up throwing it to a completely different state.
To a whole pile of gabagool. I think the Giants situation is better than the Browns quarterback situation.
I guess it depends on what you think. Like, I think Russell Wilson's better than Joe Flacco. I think Russell Wilson right now, I would take as a starter if I was trying to win a season's worth of games. I think you take Russell Wilson.
Is that seven or more games?
A season's worth of games
Aren't all seasons worth of games?
Just a season.
So, like, I'm 17
not,
games.
I'm not. Yeah, but I'm not doing it for 34 games. I'm not doing it for. I'm not doing it for four, five, six seasons.
The Aaron Rodgers
for one season. You give me one season, and I think Russell Wilson might be your best chance. I'd still take Shador over Jackson Dart, though. And I don't know how many quarterbacks into this thing we would take before we go Russ into who, Joe?
Yeah.
We're not touching Jameis Winston. Jackson Dart hasn't done anything, so he might fall into just the rookie quarterback category. Like, really, the debate there is Russell Wilson better than Joe Flacco or potentially Kenny Pickett in your mind?
And I think we kind of have to look just to the stats and look at the success. And he was bad last year, allegedly, and he won 10 games. We do have the order of which they've rolled quarterbacks out of practice. Kenny Pickett gets the first touches.
Yeah.
Then Joe Flacco, and then Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us.
Which is nice.
I will tell you, if Kenny Pickett wins the job, I'm going to have to eat a little bit of crow. But if Kenny Pickett wins the job...
No, but I don't think he'll have to, though.
Wait, no. And then is bad? You guys are going to have to... The Pickett people are going to have to eat a lot of something else. Yep. And you have to enjoy it. You have to smile and say, this is great, you know what, that I'm eating.
Yeah, I would just like to remind people of that. Just because the NFL team makes that decision doesn't mean it's the right decision. People, because they will. They'll come back at you and be like, see, Nick, you were wrong about Kenny Pickett. It's like... Not until he actually goes out there and does something on the field.
Yeah, and by the way,
it doesn't work that way. Stefanski can make a wrong decision.
1 week doesn't do it. You got to do it for 17 games. If Kenny wins, I'll go under the assumption Kenny's going to have the job the whole time. Right? Then you got to go do it.
And I know you're going to put the 1 week on there because we all have to, because the Cincinnati glow up will happen forever starts week one. That defense can't stop anybody.
216-474-0092. Let's see here. Eric in North Royalton, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, guys. I was just wondering, like, kind of maybe hear a discussion about it. How do we avoid confirmation bias with the quarterback battle? Because you guys were talking before about, like, if it's Dylan, Stefanski made the pick. If it's Flacco, people are going to say that, oh, it's just for the fans. But, I mean, one of these guys is going to get picked to be the starter. And no matter what, people are going to say what they're going to say. But how do we know? Is there any way really to know for sure if all four guys were given a fair shot?
That is really, really damn tough. And I think that's an incredible question, Eric. I really do. I don't have an answer right off the rip. I think there's going to be a lot of confirmation bias in that, and I think we just have to be honest about it up front.
Only thing I would say is I think this is where we have to rely on the people that are there every day from a media perspective. And if they're saying it looks like a fair shot and they legitimately believe... Like, it's going to be obvious if at the end of August, every media person that's there is just like, yeah, Joe Flacco was the very, very best. That'll be obvious. And then we'll see and we'll go from there. Now, we are putting a lot into a group of people last year that was convinced the offense was going to be great and it wasn't great. But
yeah, I think the struggle on this one is we'll know in November. If in November, and if because this is there are like 17 ifs on this, but if in November they're a two-win team, and there are people in that locker room who feel like it was not an authentic quarterback search. You're going to hear about it.
Oh, yeah. The players will always speak on this type of stuff.
Yeah, but
like, that part always comes out.
When it doesn't go well.
Right, for sure. No, if it goes great, different story. But if it doesn't, all sorts of veterans will be lined up to go ahead and tell everyone under the sun.
Can I tell you the only way we're going to find out before that, other than the media pointing it out and saying, hey, this is not a legitimate search and this is really just about Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett or Flacco and or Pickett and Gabriel, it's Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders, if he does not think his son is getting a fair shot at that, which we're talking about all four quarterbacks, if Shador is the guy least likely to get a fair crack at the job. We're already seeing it now. They went Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel. I'm assuming they still went with Shador at some point. If Deion doesn't feel like he got a fair crack, we will hear that very, very early, by the way. I don't think we're even waiting until the regular season.
I thought it was interesting that Deion was at Shiloh's practice in Tampa Bay today. You can tell he's trying to stay away. He's trying to not involve himself because he doesn't want to get it muddied up. But you're 100% right in that if it does start to go... Well, if it does start to go a certain way, Deion's going to control that narrative.
We already have videos of Shador throwing... What looks to be about a 5-yard out route.
Ooh, how's it look?
Maybe a 7-yard out route.
Talk dirty to me, Nick. Go ahead.
It's a very crisp throw, right? Yeah. Leads the receiver, but doesn't throw too far. Right on the dot there. It's a dot.
Oh, I wanted that.
Can 7 yard?
I do love this
stuff. 7 yard out routes be a dot?
Yeah, for sure.
Then it's a dot
for sure. I love this stuff.
It's a dot.
You know, I love this stuff. I like this stuff in mandatory minicamp, though. I love all the videos that come out. I love watching them just throw against air. I don't know. It's fun for me.
All right, real quick, Cameron in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey guys, I just want to say, as a fan, I'm completely exhausted. I mean, we just came out with new brown helmets sponsored by Dude Wipes. Like, as a 3-14 team, like, it's just embarrassing. Like, this organization, they're so tone deaf to fans. But all I have to say is that this regime of Stefanski and Barry, this has to be the last year. Like, there's no more excuses. The time is up. It's getting ridiculous. This is an aging roster that right now, all your star players were drafted by Dorsey. Dorsey, sorry. But, I mean, Barry he hasn't drafted anybody. I mean, his first-round pick, he drafted Chunk from the Goonies at left tackle, a.k.a. Jed Wills. Then we go on with Twinkle Toes, Greg Newsome. And then he tried to act all smart and say, oh, we draft high-character guys here. Well, your last two-round picks, or your last two second-round picks, look at how they've been. I mean, high character guys, right? It's so ridiculous. And this roster it's aging. We're screwed. I don't know, like, in Myles Garrett, he talks about, oh, we're going to win a Super Bowl this year. I mean, really, Myles, you just trashed us. As fans, I feel like we're so stupid. We buy into this every year. And it's so insulting as fans. And I really hope you guys at 92.3 The Fan emphasize on a regime change because harp on these guys for the whole season, because you guys are our last hope in the media.
Well, yeah, we got to run from that one, buddy. Sorry about that. One, the hate is strong in that young Padawan.
Yeah, I was going to ask him, hey, yeah. What do you think about the branding of Alpha Dog? But I got worried he'd audibly shoot me.
I know. I think there are fans out there, and young fans. Like, Cameron sounds like a young dude. I was going to ask him before we had to dump everybody on the station, dumped him. I was going to ask him, like, how young you are, because he sounded incredibly young.
I stayed right here.
To be, then I did. We did the double dump instead of the triple dump, as it were. Also known as the Alpha Dog.
That's the Alpha Dump. Brought to you by Dude Wipes.
I'm not. That's the one thing I'll push back is, I actually like the helmet, Cameron. If they were 14 and 3, I think you would. I think you'd like it as well. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.